It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Worsham. Have fun, guys.
Don't you tell me what to do. Sorry. It's your line. I'm sorry.
Hello, welcome to the second funniest podcast, episode 445. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the abuser in every relationship, the aggressor, the attacker, the defender, the intimidator, pre-Earnhardt, the one, the only, the KevinMiller.com. Jump and press the search button.
You don't know me! You're not my mother!
I'm sorry. Kevin has been drinking a lot of water tonight, so
I'm fully hydrated!
We're also a little loopy. As you remember from earlier in the week, we did some home improvement stuff. I received pitted hot chili olives.
Let's talk about how last episode
went. Going to be the name
went.
Of our new improv group.
I think for this episode, we should just talk about last episode for the whole thing. So then what did we talk about?
How great would a podcast be where that's all we did? Every week you talk about the previous episode.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what an aneurysm feels like.
It hurts my brain so much.
That's what it feels like.
You know what? We cut to commercial.
Okay.
Cut to commercial. I got one. I got a commercial.
You have a commercial?
Yeah, ready? Cut
okay,
to me.
Go.
Wait, am I up?
Yes, here you go.
Wait.
All right, we'll be right back after these words from our non-existent sponsor. They're going to be coming up here. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. What we won't be covering is the fantastic up-and-coming improv musical group, Pitted Hot Chili Olives. They're going to be playing at the...
Watch back after this.
Become a legend on your Nintendo Entertainment System.
Zelda!
Which way you go?
Good time.
PPP hands.
Levers.
Zelda.
A Legend of Zelda. A never-ending adventure new for your Nintendo Entertainment System.
Zelda!
Wow.
What in the what? Do you remember that commercial?
No. I
really?
Thought it was a parody until it
no.
ended.
No, I remember that commercial and not understanding it. Like, as a kid, I got the Nintendo Entertainment System, and it came with Mario, Duck Hunt, and the Power Pad, whatever that was. And then my older stepbrother bequeathed us a couple extra games, including Legend of Zelda. And I thought, oh, I don't think I should play that because I didn't understand the commercial.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And I don't know who that dude was or what he was doing or why he's in a jail cell. You couldn't see it because you're listening. But it's like, it's just a dude with kind of like a Jufro.
Kind of looks like Screech.
Yeah, and he's like running around being all funny, but he's pointing to stuff that isn't in the room. What did you
I'm just laughing because I keep coming up with references that I think 80% of our audience goes, who's Screech?
Well, Screech was appropriate because
well,
that was...
Here's what we need. We need to get somebody in their early 20s to sit in the room just to go,
No.
Or just chime in and go, by
no,
Screech.
No, that's their fault. Listen, we love our listeners.
What he means is
we
the Green Ranger.
We don't have to be... No, see, that's forced. You made it worse. You actually made it worse. It's not our fault that our listeners are under our age. That's not our fault.
By Green Ranger, he means Casey Jones.
Oh, Jesus. God. Sweet. Molasses.
Pitted chili olives. That's going to be my
those
new
guys
Chris
are
word.
Great. So this is on a YouTube video, 13 of the 25 worst video game commercials ever. And that one, I think that one's terrible for all of the reasons why I think video game commercials can be terrible. Because it told you nothing about what the game was about.
Yeah, I think most of them are. I was thinking about this when... thinking about this when you told me that this is what you wanted to talk about.
best
I am
segue.
Very good at what we do.
You have ever given.
Please tell more people so we can make money doing this. We clearly deserve it. No, I said when we were kind of chatting about it in advance, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't."
That's what you should have said the first time.
Yes,
just BT dubs.
Thank you. Thanks. We could edit all this out. Probably won't. but we could. It's within our potential. But you watch a game commercial, even a game that you get excited about. Like, this is what I was saying before we turned on the mics, is that they usually show some kind of, you know, like there's an example right there in front of me on your iPad that, like, all you need is to see a dude in a black suit with a black tie and he's bald and Caucasian, and it's like, oh, yeah, what do you think, man?
No, that's not what that's a commercial for. That's awesome.
Well, then they're horrible.
It should be. That this is what,
this one of the worst commercials?
I think this is a terrible commercial, and let's see if you can, if you'll know why once it starts. Safe deposit. There's a couple of cops going down.
Oh, no. This is real bad.
They look at a thing, and there's like a little cut in some bars, and they're running through the safe. There's just like money on the ground, and the hitman guy looks up at the black cop.
Sly Cooper, he's one of the devious, devious raccoons. Ready to eat for everyone.
Did that make the list of the top 20?
No, that's my list of worst commercials ever. Because I was like, that's not what the game is about. It's not about a live-action raccoon.
Yeah. Who steals by digging holes into safes.
I disagree with that entirely.
But it, yeah.
And they have a bunch. There's another one where there's a guy looking through, like being grilled by cops, looking through rap sheets and like, is this the guy? Is this the guy? And it's all pictures of
raccoons.
I think
I remember that one.
Yeah. So, Link, what's the job?
Well, Clockwork's parts have been stolen and we are the prime suspects on Inspector Fox's list.
Ah, she's really quite lovely when she's angry.
Sly, we've got to clear our name.
Oh, sorry.
And the Murinator's got you covered.
This is our biggest job yet, so we really have to work together. But the whole job is blown if we don't have someone at the controls.
So, are you in? Rated E for everyone.
That's the best commercial there's ever been ever.
That's that. I like that one.
I think that's pretty good.
Because I feel like it kind of... But even then, like, I do feel like... And it must be challenging. I imagine that when you take the people who make video games... And then you combine them with some kind of marketing team.
Yeah, go on.
You know what I mean? It feels like it's a little clunky to bring those worlds together.
I know when I used to do dailies for Sony Television, there were two departments that your footage went out to. So, like, what dailies means is that I was the first line of editing defense. So, you leaving? You
leaving? I screwed in my chair.
This is just out of here.
I'm out of here. I'm going to go enjoy my pitted hot chili olives. Elsewhere. Jump and press the circle button, a-hole.
I had that coming. So people shoot all, they shoot all day long. They rush the footage to us at dailies, and we get to work at like 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or sometimes midnight, and we work through the night looking through all the takes that they wanted and organizing them in such a way so that the editor
can make an actual stuff.
Can show up the next morning and only have the stuff that's usable. They don't have to look through the other stuff. And then using computers or whatever, they can automatically just pull all that stuff right into their system. We made all that possible by being human computers with brains that were made out of computer parts. So the editors got the footage, but then the other department that got stuff were the advertisement people. So promo was getting a duplicate copy of everything. And I always thought it was fascinating because what it meant was they didn't know what shots the actual editor was going to use in
it's
the final
how you can
cut.
Have, there's moments where... things in movie trailers don't show up in the actual movie.
Exactly, yeah. Or angles and stuff of like, The Office had a big miss on this where there was a promo for an episode where Michael Scott goes out into the forest and does stuff with a camera, and the shot that they chose in the promo was not at all the shot that the final cut should. Yeah. So I imagine there's that same sort of... a relationship between video games and the marketing world as well. Because, for example, I can tell you several things. That, like, Sly's original name, I believe, was TJ Cooper. But the marketing people said, well, in Japan, TJ is the name of a brand of cigarettes, so he won't play out there. How about Sly? And they sent back the name Sly. Have I talked about that on the show before? I don't know if I have the right to say that, but I heard that from someone that worked there. So he might have been lying.
And that is how Sly Force ceased to exist.
Yeah, exactly. But also, if you read the internet, there were PlayStation Battle Royale. The leaked title that was out there was Title Fight, which I think is a much better title. I wish that was the title.
Yeah.
Title Fight. Get it? Because they're all title characters for games instead of PlayStation Battle Royale.
Yeah, well, that's... I just feel... I feel like when you watch a video game commercial that it never really does give you a taste of the game. Like I feel like there's a thing where you're trying to show, hey, look how beautiful this is. Look how amazing this is. And then they always say that thing like where actual gameplay footage, which is kind of misleading too, where it's like, well, what do you mean actual gameplay? I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that this isn't a cutscene, which we all know that is amazingly easy. I don't think it really is, but there's a perception that it's amazingly easy to render a cutscene as opposed to making actual gameplay look amazing.
Of course it is easier to render.
Well, I mean, easy, for, I guess, in comparison. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's easy for us to sit here never having done it and go, well, it's easy to make a cutscene. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it is easier because you can use a computer that's not the same processor as the console.
Because it doesn't need a programming engine.
Exactly.
I do remember something
You can... That's why cutscenes will always look better.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
No, I didn't. We're trying to talk about it.
I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet?
Sorry, that was supposed to be muted.
That's okay.
Wow, that's really painful. So like a Blu-ray, right? If you watch Toy Story on Blu-ray, it looks amazing, right?
Yeah.
And that's still a computer because that's a fully rendered file gone through processes and then exported out. Skylanders has near Blu-ray quality cutscenes, but the in-game stuff is rendered in real time, so it's going to be a lower quality little animatic or character or whatever.
But I just feel like I wish that there was a way to give people more. I almost feel like there's a perception that they're afraid to divulge too much of the story of what's going on. Like Modern Warfare, right? With Modern Warfare, all it is it's kicking down doors and explosions, and then, you know what I mean? Like the perception of multiplayer action. You know, that's what they're trying to sell. And then there are certain games where it's just like that new one, which I think is in Modern Warfare or whatever, the Special Ops one, which I think is Nolan North,
probably
judging by his, exactly.
He's everywhere. He's on this show.
I think
that's
he is
how
right now.
Everywhere that guy is.
I know. I watched that and I'm like, that looks really cool, but I don't know what's going on. I feel like that what they're hinting at is that if they gave me just a little bit more of a spoonful, would hook me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm a fish who's only eating the worm and not the hook. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
by giving me just this look and go, like, yeah, we're about to get all
men. It's all happening in here.
But, no, by giving me, like, this little tiny sample, which I know that's what a commercial is, but I just feel like I want to know more about what's going on. Like here's the thing. That opening cutscene, I think, is a better commercial. Like, you know how when you pick up a game and it's new and they give you that little bit of exposition, cutscene or tutorial level? Like, I feel like that is a better commercial for a game because you set up what's going on, what's at stake, without blowing really anything within the storyline. And maybe, I don't know, again, I'm just getting up on an undeserved soapbox here, but that maybe you can also start to put a little bit more of like, I think it frees the developers and the game creators up to say, oh, we could create twists and turns within our games because the commercials aren't really going to blow anything. Or if we set them up with the exposition within the commercial, this twist is, to me, going to be that much bigger.
Well, I think what you're describing, I think going back to the point earlier about the difference between the marketing people and the game to people is because the marketing people are trying to sell something that they probably don't understand to an audience that they think doesn't understand it either. So like, I think those early 90s commercials are good examples of that.
Point because I think if I'm them, I'm thinking, well, it's just like an election.
Yep.
They're not trying to win the conservative vote. They're trying to win the swing vote.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you look at like a successful video game marketing campaign or stuff, and the places that they place those commercials are really important. Like Fallout, when they have a commercial for that, or Portal. Like, where are you going to see those? Before a YouTube video, or when you go on Live or whatever, and then that's when they show up. In L.A., there were Portal 2 bus ads everywhere here. Or for Red Dead Redemption, there was a giant three-story, four- or five-story billboard of just the guy with the gun.
Which Adam Carolla complained about. I thought
Why?
That was interesting.
Why?
He said that he has a little bit of a beef with to backpedal a little bit. I find it shocking that someone like Adam Carolla is offended by something, right? But what he kind of says, he says that he thinks that our censorship is misaligned.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, so if I'm watching Survivor and I see a hot 23-year-old pharmaceutical saleswoman and she comes bounding out of the ocean and an eighth of an inch of her areola pops out, they got to blur the whole chest.
Yeah.
Or if we see a quarter of an inch of her butt crack, they got to blur that out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the 487-pound dude on Biggest Loser could just jump up there with his double D-sized breasts and bounce around while I'm eating my lasagna. And he goes, and one of those grosses me out, and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
He said, not to mention the fact that he goes, I could drive my kid to school, and as we're driving, my kid looks out the car window only to see a guy pointing a sawed-off shotgun at him, you know what I mean, with the words Red Dead Redemption right there. Like, he's like, he goes, is that really necessary?
No,
does that help them sell their video game because they're pointing a gun at my kid? You know what I mean? And why is it that nobody's up in arms about that, you know?
I'm surprised somebody wasn't, but he's also in Los Angeles where they're not going to be that kind of people. Everybody's like, well, whatever. You got to do something to shock.
Well, and I think honestly, I think that what you just said is the more of the point is that it's not that I think that the reason why people aren't up in arms is because they're really not aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those things where I think it was on 60 Minutes. There's a city in Brazil. I want to say it's like Rio de Janeiro or whatever, or maybe it's just a neighborhood within Rio de Janeiro where they said there's no advertising in public view. So you cannot have billboards. You cannot have, like, even on the bus stops, there is no advertising. And people comment. I don't know how true it is. I think it's obviously, you know, biased to make a point in their story. But people's comment was that they feel like they're less stressed. Like, like people would comment and say, I just feel like there's not something coming at me from every angle.
Yeah, that's
you know what
true.
I mean? And in comparison, you know, you compare that to Times Square. And it's, you know, it's like,
makes you want to
foam at the mouth and fall over.
It's like being in the future.
Yes.
like Lode Runner.
And so, and even then, like, I don't know, like, because you even said, does that help Red Dead Redemption sell games? Because, and I don't know. I don't know if I represent enough of the market.
I think it's brand awareness because I think it gets it out there and it lets it. I didn't know much about Red Dead Redemption at the time.
But when you saw that, you're like, oh, that's what I want to play?
No, but it meant I knew two things when I saw it. The Rockstar was making a new game, and then it involved cowboys.
Yes.
And they're pretty much done. That, you know, if I have any video game awareness, that's all I need to find out.
But I feel like in that billboard, see, and that's what I think. Like, I wonder how much of the video game community, our mindset, if you would, represents. You know what I mean? That if you and I think the same thing about Red Dead Redemption.
But advertising is a tricky business to begin with, right? Like, why do you do it at all? People just throw money into advertising hoping that money will come back to them. At what point do you decide that a game like Portal 2 or Red Dead Redemption needs a bus ad? Because you certainly don't see it for Super Mario World. And I've never seen a bus ad for most games, but it's these games that are targeted towards older people with a little more complexity that play more like a film. So somebody somewhere has got this metrics is saying this AAA game has earned enough money that in order to compete with films, World of Warcraft, and theme parks, all the stuff that's going on here in Los Angeles, a bus ad.
Yeah.
And a nine-story-tall billboard.
But I guess what I'm saying is that a billboard of a cowboy-looking dude in a poncho, like, you know, Dirty Harry, not Dirty Harry, what am I thinking? Good, the
it's
Bad,
very
the Ugly.
Dirty Harry, yeah.
But Good, the Bad, the Ugly is more him in a poncho, you know what I mean? And, like, pointing a gun at you, when really that's what we're trying to, what I think turned me on to Red Dead Redemption, and I think most gamers would agree, was that it's Grand Theft Auto set in the Old West.
But how do you do that in a billboard? Do you write the words, it's Grand Theft Auto set in the Old West?
I think so. I think you just say Rockstar made a game set in the Old West because that's what you just said. I mean, am I wrong?
That's true. But between the two, what are you more likely to look at? The cowboy pointing a gun at you or a bunch more text on a wall?
No, I'm not even saying text. I'm saying that you could use that without the gun. Like, just have the guy there in his cool getup and say, you know, Rockstar made a game in the Old West. Because to me, I feel like that, when you say Rockstar, there's a reason why we know that Rockstar is. And yet, if you try to name most developers, they're not known.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, that's another aspect that, again, I feel like we're getting up on a really big soapbox and almost blowhardy, so I apologize, but it's like...
I'm below you. You just go away.
I go away.
I mean, go on. I'm listening.
You know how it's like we know who Warner Brothers are. We know who Paramount is. We know what Sony,
they have, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Right. So, and they make movies, and then now there's like, okay, we know that Disney is going to be connected to Marvel, you know, because they bought it. Like, there's a certain level When I say we, I mean I.
Oh, okay.
No, but there's a certain level of awareness, right? I don't think that there is that same level of awareness within the gaming community. And I might be just speaking for my own.
I think it's because we're still on the outskirts. I think that because the gaming community is still considered alternative at this point.
Right.
Because the amount of money that is invested and returned in games does not compete with mainstream television, primetime television, and films at this point.
Right. So I see what you're saying is that you're saying that in an ad, they're going more towards, again, that swing vote. They're not marketing it directly to us. They're marketing it to the general populace. But and that's a hard task. That's a hard thing to say. That's like, look at this picture, and that's going to make you want to drop 300 bones on a console and then another 60 to 70.
It's the AAA games. It's the ones that are likely to lure you over. Because what are the other ones with the big marketing campaigns behind it? World of Warcraft with big celebrities doing very funny things.
Yes.
What's Her Bucket Sitting on the Couch?
That's a great ad.
Those are great ads. Yeah. They had Mr. T back in the day. Yes. And now they have...
That's a very well put together ad. But I also think...
Before Red Dead Redemption was on that building in L.A., it was The Sims 3 for the longest time. It was just the little icon there, and it just said 3 right below it.
And that's what my point is that I really think that the World of Warcraft ads created a sense of fun and a sense of alluring. Now, granted, I've never played the World of Warcraft games.
So they failed.
But... They failed in that, but here's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying that I feel like when I watch those, the what I know about the game was represented within the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that little thing of, like, what we're saying is the gun pointing down to give you an idea of people who don't know what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they get the idea. They did it in a fun, clever, memorable way. But I just feel like Portal 2, example of Portal 2, like, at no point... anywhere, if it wasn't for word of mouth with that game, I probably never would have picked it up. If it wasn't for the fact that
I think
it was such great content that deserves so much hype through the, you know, the masses, I never would have picked that game up.
That's true. I loved it.
That
a lot of games, though, work that way.
You were even telling me back when you got the orange box, you and Chris were like, oh, you got to play this Portal game.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And then when you describe it to me, you're like, well, what you do is you have this orange and a yellow gun, you shoot holes, and you fall through the level. I'm like... That does not sound fun at all. You are the worst marketing team ever.
I remember you said that. You were very angry.
Yeah.
Why were you so angry?
I had a drug problem.
Justin, stop taking drugs. But see, I even think like the World of Warcraft campaign, it while it being very clever and cute, is not... not a good representation of the game. Like, at no point do you actually see... gameplay. yeah, exactly. You don't see the story. You don't see the fun, because I think it's difficult for them to imagine how do we really give you a sense of what this game is about in 30 seconds. So instead, they show you a lifestyle piece. You get to see a girl being funny and kind of hot about playing the game. So play this game and you get to hang out with people like this.
See, I always felt like their point and what they were saying, and I felt like, and because I'd seen that Skins documentary, what they're really saying is that I'm somebody who you know, right? I'm Mr. T. This is what I decide to do when I create a separate life for myself. And you got to see aspects of that, their persona, come out in that character. And that to me is what I felt like World of Warcraft is that the gameplay is almost secondary, which I think is the reason why you prefer Guild Wars to World of Warcraft, is that the appeal of World of Warcraft is the fact that it's popular. It's the McDonald's of massive multiplayer online games.
Oh, it's the internet of multiplayer.
Right.
Games.
That's what it's sheer numbers.
Yeah.
That give it this power, makes it a juggernaut, and that's why everybody's playing. Is that there's a bunch of people, you know, who I'm not saying that there aren't people who don't like the gameplay, but I'm saying that there's a bunch of people on there that could create a secondary life for themselves where they're not limited by their income or their social status.
Just takes time.
Yeah.
If you're willing to invest time,
which is in a weird way, this virtual version of the quote-unquote American dream, is that if you're willing to come here...
By showing up, you win.
By fighting and digging and scratching and grinding and then taking advantage
not
of Chinese slaves.
Just coming.
Yeah, just being,
showing up
and
just killing hogs for 1 point of XP.
And you get to make friends to a certain degree. I think it's also what this podcast has kind of become unintentionally, is that it's a place where like-minded people could come and interact and chat and
unless
have fun.
That Facebook lady shuts us down.
I know. That would be so sad if we don't get 1,000 likes by... She gave us till the end of
July 30th.
Oh,
July 30th.
Really? The end of this month?
Yeah.
Man, she's uptight.
And bookish.
Yeah.
She's probably not even hot.
No. She's in my mind.
Other commercials. See, I think we will walk away from this agree to disagree, because I do think that there are viable places to spend loads of money on ad campaigns.
Yes.
Because I think that it's how things are done. I don't agree with it morally, but I think in order to compete with everything else that's going on, you've got to put it out there. Because talk about the swing vote. There was a game called The Movies back in the day in whatever, 2005. I, for some reason, never heard a word about that game. I was laying down watching. This really happened. I was laying down watching TV, going through, and a commercial for it popped up where they said, these cowboys are in space. This is happening. This is that. How is this possible? The Movies from Lionhead Studios. Get your copy now. Available at Best Buy. Run your own movie studio. I literally turned off the TV, checked my computer to make sure it was already out, drove to Best Buy and picked it up, and came home and loaded the game up. I mean, like I was a robot, automaton, because I was the...
Do you remember you were flicking through the commercial? Or
I was TiVoing past something, and it happened to be the bumper, and I stayed long enough to watch it, and it lured me in, and it had been out for a few days. And I went over to Christian's house later, and he had it as his wallpaper, and he hadn't even played the game yet. I'm like, you knew about this? And at that point, I had already dedicated like 40 hours to the game.
Yeah, but see, my point isn't to say that they shouldn't advertise. Yeah. That's not my point. Or is to say
that was
not
a
valid.
Good ad.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I think more often than not, they miss their mark.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfair. I think that my honest to goodness hope is that what's happening with things like TiVo and the internet and all that stuff, that marketing is not becoming buckshot, throwing it against the wall, seeing what it sticks to, and maybe we'll get it, is that they're generating these avenues. In fact, a lot of what I've read about podcast advertising is that it's different from radio advertising because it is on demand, and the listeners, it's proven. Listeners that listen to podcasts are more loyal. Like they take some, so it's like if we had a sponsor on the show say, hey, this is the game to get, this is, you know, or whatever, it's more likely that all of the listeners will go out and get that game because they support it. Just like it's the same theory that why Budweiser and Pepsi and all that stuff want to be a part of the biggest NASCAR teams is that
there's a
statistic that after the first, like if you become the main sponsor on a car, that you see a 60% increase in your sales instantaneously. Like the week your car first appears on the national race, you see this humongous jump.
That's what we need to get towards is when a video game is on a NASCAR.
It's happened.
What video game?
There's been a bunch.
Was the main... sponsor was that?
Yes, on the car.
Really?
What Arkham game? City. Joey Logano had a bunch of them, especially in the nationwide race because he was sponsored by GameStop. Call of Duty, I know, has been on one.
That's awesome.
GameStop.
Is that an unlockable?
It is.
Oh, that hurts my head.
GameStop sponsored Joey Logano's nationwide car, and I think they made a couple of Sprint Cup, is what they call it. Wow. It's the difference between the minor leagues and the majors kind of thing. But... obviously the NASCAR, like the Wii Kart game, I remember that had a bunch of cars that were showing that game off, and there has to be others that I'm missing off the top of my head. But yeah, it's definitely happened. And I think, so my point isn't to say that ads shouldn't exist. My point is to say that I think that they are missing the mark in that you should just narrow in and go, who is our audience?
who is really going to love this and market to them. And secondarily, instead of trying to grab the swing vote, rely on the people who really love it to help you spread the word. That's what we're doing with this podcast.
But I think that's how they do it, is that they create trigger words. If you see this ad, if I'm not in the know for Red Dead, and I go and I come to you and be like, what's that ad with the sawed-off shotgun? What's that about? Well, it's Red Dead Redemption. It's a cowboy game. It's sweet.
I don't think that ever happens.
I know it does.
Really?
Absolutely. Totally. That's how it works. Otherwise,
I feel like it's more likely to happen that you and Aaron are talking, and you're saying you're talking
is
about
Aaron a dude or
yes.
chick.
Okay. Let's see. We're gonna go E spelling, so chick.
Okay. Great.
So you're talking to chick Aaron with an E, and you're talking about Red Dead Redemption and how much you like playing it, and I'll be like, "Oh, that sounds like fun," and then I say, "Wait a minute, is that game that's on the billboard?" Uh-huh. I think that happens more often than me being like, what's that's never happened in my life that people have been like,
but see,
what's the deal with that new sweet potato fries? what's up
like
with that?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall had a series of ad campaigns that just said they were white boards with black marker that just said, I hate you, Sarah Marshall, or my parents never liked you, Sarah Marshall. And I am not kidding you. I had somebody call me and said, what is this Sarah Marshall ad campaign? And I said, I think it's for a movie called Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And they said, oh.
Well, that's not fair, Kevin. Oh, okay. You are running a service of some kind about market research. I don't understand why you're the, how did you become
that's not
the
true.
Source?
I'm serious.
Some aunt or somebody, uncle or something?
No, yeah, somebody saw it and was so confused, and they thought, Kevin will probably know what that means. I'm not kidding you.
I believe it. It's just,
and they called me.
I just think it's funny that you, but your example of how what I'm saying is wrong.
Well,
is
you
how,
said it never happens, and I'm telling you it happened to me.
I know.
In reality. Like,
I know.
So but I have it, one example to your never.
Fair enough.
There it is.
Well, you were right. We have agreed to disagree and have accomplished nothing in yet another episode.
Of NPR podcast. We should go out with a commercial. Oh, okay.
We can.
No, it's all right.
No, come on.
No, it's fine.
No, people want to hear commercials.
One of mine, no.
Clearly, that's why they don't pay to subscribe to the shows, because they'd rather have us find advertisers than just be like, well, why don't we support this? And then that way we don't have to listen to commercials. We could just listen to these guys spout on and on.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Go do it that way.
We pretty much are a giant ad for Red Dead Redemption and Portal 2 anyway.
Skylanders.
It's been
mostly.
Too long. I can't find it because it's too retro, but my favorite commercial when I was a kid that I understood was unfair was for Sonic the Hedgehog and whatever version was coming out at the 16 at the same time. And it was like, it would cut back and forth between shots of Sonic the Hedgehog, the game actually playing, and some salesman for the Nintendo 60 or the Super Nintendo. And he'd be like this cheesy car salesman in front of a TV and be like, no, come on, you got to play the Super Nintendo. And then it would cut over to Sonic and show like blurring fast glass.
Sega.
Yeah, exactly. And then it cut back over to Nintendo and he'd be like, but look at all the colors. And it, on the screen would be tiny little Mario jumping around, and it was supposed to look like, oh, see how stupid it is? They're just selling you on colors. Wouldn't you rather play a good game that's got a lot more attitude to it? But I remember thinking, you know, if this was a commercial for Super Mario Brothers, he would be Big Mario. You'd never see tiny little Mario running around. They're cheating! These ads are stupid.
I don't know, like that, and which is, I guess, kind of supports my point, is that I can't remember. I do
An
really
ad
enjoy
ever working for you.
I don't know that they're still around, but I do really enjoy the guy. He's been doing a lot of commercial work for a while, but the Sony PlayStation guy, where it would be like he would just turn around from his desk, like they would show you a scene from a game, and then it would be really happening behind
him
and stuff like that. And he would just like, I think they had like a Resistance. Was part of the commercial with the PlayStation Move and the rifle, like, and he's on a horse and all that stuff. Like, I like that stuff because I like it to be funny, but I've never seen a commercial for a game and been like, can't wait to buy that.
Really?
Can't wait to go get that. I feel like more often than not, what's happened is it's always been through word of mouth or through reviews or something like that that's helped me to buy games. That's just me and my personal stupid, worthless opinion.
No, you have the best opinions.
No, I don't.
No, they're great.
If you'd like to hear more of our opinions, give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniespodcast.com. Don't forget, guys, please help spread the word. Get the show bigger, because if we don't have 1,000 likes, then they're going to pull the Facebook page.
Facebook lady!
They're going to shut it down, so we really appreciate that. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller's Justin Worship, saying,
okay, bye!